right, welcome back to the Grandstand Stage here, Dell Fest, Friday, 2010. You betcha. Y'all look all nice and rested and dry and fluffy. Everybody feeling fluffy? A real quick little bit of housekeeping real quickly here. The Hoopers, there's going to be a hooping workshop here. We're going to do it today at 3 o'clock. Had a little interruption. 7:30, right out there in the meadow. If you want to learn some tricks, or just if you're a greenhorn and never strapped one on, get in touch with your inner Elvis pelvis. You can head over there at 7:30. Okay. Well, look, they're huddling. This is good. They're getting ready for the first play. For over 10 years now, this group has been a lighthouse in the renaissance of old-time string band music, music of Appalachia, the mountain music. They have been spreading this around the world, and the band itself, you could say, is somewhat international in nature, from Boulder to Stockholm. I really like that, yeah. Last time I ran into this group was at Celtic Connections in Glasgow, Scotland. I'm so glad they're here, and there was somebody wearing the coolest pair of gum boots. Do you have those right there, by any chance? Oh, they're put away, okay. I'll tell you what, though. Look at these gum boots. Now, folks, what do you think about that? Some high fashion items and practical for a Dell Fest occasion, especially over the last 2 years. So glad to have them here. And every time they bring this old-time music to the stage, they do so in a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers. So, you all, make a wish and blow them a Dell Fest kiss. Please make welcome Uncle Earl.
Thank you. Vegetarians. Yeah, this one's called Big Eyed Rabbit, and I'm so glad to just say Big Eyed Rabbit because it's really hard to say that in German, and I never tried. I just let Kristen deal with it.
Don't care, I'll fry him in my pan, I'll fry him in my pan. Big Eyed Rabbit's gone. many of you are camping? How many of you's tents already got washed away in the rain? How many of you are going to set them back up again? Alright, here's to fortitude. Carry on.
Wasn't he bad? Yes, wasn't he bad? Bobby said.
shirt. This one, our friend with the hat. It says, I heart West Virginia. Wait, will you do a turn? Give the people a little turn. That's right. I know we're in Maryland now, but we're close enough to West Virginia. So this next song, it's one that I wrote with a friend of mine, Mary Lucy. She plays with the Biscuit Burners, or play with this amazing band. So she's from the state of Virginia, not West Virginia. All right, let's have a hand for Virginia now. Oh, all right, that's good. Got Virginians here. So this one, in our last month in Germany, it took a little of explaining, and it won't take that much here. How many people have seen that Virginia is for lovers bumper sticker or t-shirt? How many people out there own something that says Virginia is for lovers? I do. I have a thimble that says that. Okay, nice. So the sort of a state motto. I don't know. I don't know exactly why Virginia is for lovers and no other place is, but I believe it. It's very beautiful. But I must have been in some kind of a bitter, cynical mood when I wrote this song, sitting in traffic too long behind one of those bumper stickers or something like that. Because this song is, they say Virginia is for lovers, but I don't believe it's true. West Virginia is clearly for lovers. We'll go with that. It's a little country song. Restless in my heart these days, and I can't find a way out of here. It's been keeping me up these nights, though I try, like you said, to get over it. They say Virginia is for lovers. I don't believe it's true. We first kissed under the dogwood. Such a short time. Festivals and music camps all over the place, but we were only lucky enough to play with her in Uncle Earl for the first time in Germany. And part of the reason I think we got her is because she's since defected to Sweden. So she's a Swedish local, but are you happy to be back home for a little while? She's the wild and wonderful West Virginian herself. Make her welcome Rachel Eddy.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to do a song about going where the chilly winds don't blow. And that is the warm, warm USA, and particularly wild and wonderful West Virginia. And it's awesome to see so many of you come up from West Virginia for the Delfest.
Sugar Babe. It's sort of an Uncle Earl chestnut, and it was our favorite song to introduce in Germany, because on the first night we learned what the translation of Sugar Babe is in German, and that is Schnucki Putzi. That's what it comes out to. So the German audience has really enjoyed when we would call this tune Schnucki Putzi. It's pretty much the funnest word to say in the world.
Oh, it is so good to be back. It's so beautiful here. I Google mapped it, but it didn't do it justice.
All the people weren't here, right?
having a good time?
I got no sugar baby now. I got no sugar honey baby now. Thank you.
Thanks much.
Fiddlers, the woman who's playing fiddle for us the whole night, but we're gonna get her to sing a song for you now. She's from Chicago, Illinois, and she's one of all of our favorite old-time fiddlers ever. I'll let her tell you about this song. You guys ready? There. This is the one and only Stephanie Coleman.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, I'm gonna sing a song now that is called Drunkard's Lone Child. And it's like to let everybody know it's not autobiographical. I have very nice parents, and my dad is not a drunkard, generally, except for when my sister gets married, he goes kind of nuts. Just that one time when she got married. The first. So, this is an old song. It comes from Virginia, from an old awesome banjo player and singer called Doc Boggs. Yeah.
Thank you.
gonna do a song now called Sandy Boys. It's a good old time number. Let me introduce to you this lovely banjo player in the meantime while they're getting all tuned up. And she's originally from West Virginia. Now she lives in the preppy state of Massachusetts, but we won't talk about that. She's still a West Virginia girl. And she's a great banjo player and guitar player and ukulele player, singer, and she's in a band with her husband. They do all traditional old-time music, and she's just she's like an encyclopedia when it comes to old-time music. You can ask her about any artist and what year it was recorded, what state, what holler or hill it was recorded on, and she's a real smart lady. We like her a lot, so please make a lot of noise for originally a West Virginia girl. This is Paula Bradley. had a dance partner out there, as you probably noticed, and she writes a lot of great songs. And she's been in Uncle Earl quite some time. She plays a lot of instruments, sings great, dances like a dervish. How does a dervish dance? Like her. She was from Portland, Oregon, but she makes her home in Brooklyn, New York. Please put your hands together for Kristen Andreasen. She's got a solo CD here too, in addition to the Uncle Earl CDs. We're sure you're gonna want to check those out. How about some Doc Boggs? I'm going to the station, gonna catch the fastest train that goes. Said I'm going down south, where the weather suits my clothes. I was raised in the country, where the snow go around, honey. Let that man make a fool out of
seen a lightning flash and heard the thunder roll.
access his door.
I can speak for everyone else on stage. It's a lovely time of day for a waltz. We're gonna do one that Rachel wrote. I mean, that Kristen wrote, I'm sorry. It's not the Tennessee Waltz.
I wrote that.
But yeah, Rachel wrote that one, but Kristen wrote this one. And this is from our first CD. The name of the CD is She Waits for Night. Which we took from a line from this song, and the name of the song is called Pale Moon. There's a boy on stage, girls. Would you welcome to the stage from the Punch Brothers, this is Chris Critter Eldridge.
Troubling sunlight.
makes sense. How about a hand for Critter there on the guitar? Should we keep him up here for another one? What do you say? Okay, I think we have an old time tune for you. Are we gonna do that one or we just have a couple more? Hey, did we mention how excited we are to be not only playing Delfest, but to be playing right before the Del McCurry Band? We're very, very excited about that, and we can't wait to be done with our set and be able to watch the show. It's going to be really fun and lots more good music. We're playing here tomorrow as well. What should we do? Maybe we should just do Shiny Penny. Maybe that one and then... Alright, so we just have a couple more, and this one's called the Shiny Penny Song. We're doing a little bit of fiddle doctoring back there, I think. So, we do have some stuff somewhere. Where's the CD tent? I don't even know. Back there, yonder. Oh, look at him waving. Okay, well, we have a couple of floral CDs over there if you're interested. And I think most of us on stage here have some solo project stuff as well. So catch up with us. Go to our website, sign our mailing list. Keep in touch. Repeat.
You say, I love you, Rachel.
She loves you, Rachel. We love Rachel too.
We're gonna do a song now called the Shiny Penny Song.
Find a penny, shiny new. Find a penny, shiny new. Find a penny, shiny new. That's what love is like with you.
Boys, and we're gonna get a bass player, one of our favorite people, to to hang out with. We're always so excited when we see him at a festival or anywhere. In fact, we're borrowing his bass right now, so we'll give a big thanks and get him out to play with us on this next song. Big welcome, Alan Bartram Bartram! We are having such a good time, and we are really glad that the rain stopped, and it's going to be a lovely evening. It's going to be a great weekend. It's already been a great weekend. It's just going to get better. So thank you so much for having us. Thanks to the Del McCurry Band for having us. And we're going to do one more song for you. This is a song that Kristen wrote. It's the old Crayola song. So we're Uncle Earl. We thank you very much for having us. here tomorrow with Footwork's percussive dance ensemble and a co-author of that song. That was Megan Downs.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Kristen, Casey, Stephanie, Paula, Rachel, and special guest, Alan Barker on the human trumpet. The girls of Uncle Earl, give them up one more time for them. Yes. Delfest 2010, Friday evening. The current news. Rain is gone. Smiles are everywhere. Film at 11. Speaking of 11, don't forget the late night. We got those tickets on sale now. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They're on sale at the merch tent. They're on sale up at the music hall. Yeah, the multi-purpose room. And it is a multi-purpose room, isn't it? You betcha. Serving Delfest for the last 2 1/3 years. We're working on coming up to the halfway mark tomorrow, but lots of great stuff coming up between now and then. I want to